Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It must start out stop rapping about. Yeah. Here we go. I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curse. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh?
Well,
Listen to me. It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollin' about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you tryna take all the fame, but no one day we all gon' have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Do
y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind.
Really?
I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they still don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Yeah.
Seems like
everybody, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. And you know, First Lady ain't that far from me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we about to get it in on tonight. Before we go any further, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together on tonight. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for your presence.
He's going out.
Hallelujah, for everything you're about to drop in our spirits, Lord. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. You're truly worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. You are truly worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up. We cannot praise you enough. You are more than worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I lift your name up high and holy on tonight, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who has called in, everybody who is tuned in out there on the social media outlets. Praise God. We hope you came to have a Holy Ghost party on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We hope you come, amen, and have a Holy Ghost party on tonight because we have come to turn up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord.
We have come to
Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we have come. Everybody came to get. Hallelujah. Everybody came to receive. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
say hallelujah. Bless me on tonight. Magnify me on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You want me to give you something? Hallelujah. Well, I want you to give me something.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
I want you to lift me up. I don't care what you call me. You can call me silly. You can call me arrogant. You can call me big-headed. Hallelujah. You can tell me I'm trying to hog all the glory. I should. Hallelujah. And I want it all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I shall have no other God.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't want nothing coming before me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to
be Lord.
Hallelujah. Everybody talking about I want to be first, the middle. I know I want to be first. Hallelujah. Amen. When you wake up,
Lord.
Name on your lips, glory to God, hallelujah. When you go to sleep, I want my name on your lips. When you go throughout the day, before you thank anybody else, hallelujah, you need to say thank you, Jesus. Before you thank
anybody
else, say thank you, Lord, hallelujah. I don't care who blessing you. I don't care where it's coming from. Before you thank them, hallelujah, you need to thank me, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah.
Lord.
I believe it's verse 3. It says, know ye that the Lord, Psalms 100, verse 3, know ye that the Lord, hallelujah, he is God, hallelujah, it is he who has made us, and now we ourselves, he needs to come first, glory to God, hallelujah, he needs to come first in every aspect of your life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every aspect. Hallelujah. The problem is, the Lord says, hallelujah, amen, we put him in where we want him. And we keep him out where we don't want him at. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Like y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah, amen. See, we allow God in some places. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, Elder. Come on.
Like we treat our friends. We treat God like we treat the pastor. We don't let him in all our business. Amen. All the preachers, hallelujah, they want your money, so they tell you it was about the money. Hallelujah, praise God. But it wasn't about the money, it was about the lie. Oh, y'all ain't gonna like me. I don't care, praise God. Quit taking these people money lying on these scriptures. It wasn't about the money, it was about the lie. The man told him, Peter told him, hallelujah, Peter told him it was yours to give.
Yes.
Yeah, you lied to the Holy Ghost.
To the Holy Ghost. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
How dare you lie to God and tell him you done gave him everything? I gave you my marriage. I done gave you my job. I done gave you. No, you ain't gave me everything. Hallelujah. It's something you holding back for yourself. Glory to God. God said, don't treat me like your relationships. Somebody, but you, I think. That's all we talk about tonight. You still got that backup, hallelujah, just in case, glory to God. You still got that secret that you don't want to let them know, hallelujah. God say, I know your secrets. I don't know why you're trying to hide them from me. I know everything that you do, glory to God. David said it like this. How dare you try to hide something from somebody that knows the thought that you're about to think before you think it? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God said, you ain't gave me everything. Watch this with Ananias and Sapphira. The thing that you don't give me is the thing that you're going to drop dead in. That's why some people's marriages are dead, because you ain't gave that to God. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, hallelujah, your finances are dead.
Amen.
That's what the health said. You gave it to the doctors, hallelujah, but you won't give it to God. Glory to God, hallelujah. That's why everything's deteriorating in that area. That's why you're prospering over here, but you're failing over there, because you said, God, I gave you everything, and God said, I'm gonna prosper everything you give me. Hallelujah. Is this everything? Oh, yeah, that's everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that's why you're not prospering over there, because you didn't give that to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God say it tonight, amen, it is time for us to give it all. I want it all. Glory to God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I know we get so saved and we have. Talking about Creflo, that ain't stopped him from flying his planes. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. I'm gonna give it all to him because I want it all. Hallelujah. I want you to talk about me, hallelujah, amen. Lie on me, hallelujah, praise God, amen. Just like you're lying on everybody else. The Bible say I'm gonna bless you. The Bible say I'm gonna prosper you, but it's gonna come with persecution. So I'm gonna give it to him all because I'm gonna get persecuted anyway. Glory to God. I'm going to go through hell anyway. Glory to God. Why add more hell to the hell I'm already going to go through? Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. So if you're going to come to Christ tonight, if the message you hear tonight moves you enough that you want to come and give it all to God, hallelujah, amen, make sure you give it all to God. Hallelujah. I can handle my wife. I give everything else to God. No, you better give her to God. He made her. How you going to handle her? Oh, Lord, have mercy. He made him. Hallelujah. Praise God. How you think, amen, you and your girlfriends and your mama done got together and think y'all going to handle something? Glory to God. You better give it to God. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in. We thank God for everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is More Than an Hour of Power. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. I got First Lady in the house with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Representing the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. And you know who we got on the line tonight. Amen. Representing, amen, the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Home of the champions. He said, I got to send you to the town where the champions at. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to be amongst your own kind. Hallelujah. Praise God. And representing that tonight, amen, is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. About to bring a word from God, and it's going to be dynamic because I know it always is. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm talking about none other than my brother in Christ, hallelujah, amen, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Praise God, Apostle Curry, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you, hallelujah, as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Somebody put those hands together and bless the Lord. Amen. Somebody put those hands together and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you just got a praise in your spirit, come on and bless him tonight. Hallelujah. If you just feel it, Lord, thank you. I got a thank you spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. for everything you've done, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing, God. Thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord, for my life, for my health, for my strength. Thank you for being in my right mind. Thank you, Lord, how I've forgotten my steps, Lord. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by you. So I'm thanking you for every step that you're allowing me to take. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You said you'd make my enemies my footstool. Thank you, Lord, that every time they lie on me on one end, Lord, you lift me up on the other. Lord, I just want to thank you, hallelujah, for who you are. If you got that kind of praise in your spirit, come on and continue to give God praise. Come on, continue to give God glory. Continue to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to lift his name on high. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God says, he inhabits our praises. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. He lives in your praises. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So every time you give God the glory, hallelujah. Amen. The glory means the praise. Come on here, somebody. One of the definitions of the of glory is praise. Come on here, somebody. So every time I give God praise, I'm giving him glory. Tell somebody, say, give God the glory. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. And he will give you the victory. Come on here, somebody. We trying to wait on the victory, but God said, no, all you got to do is give me the glory, and I'll give you the victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
How many of you know that when praises go up, blessings come down? Come on here, somebody. When the praises go up, come on here, somebody. When the glory go up, come on here, somebody. Then the blessings come down. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, your blessing just waiting on your praise. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you waiting on the blessing, and the blessing says, I can't come down till you praise him. Come on here, somebody. We got to praise him. Amen. So that the blessing can come down. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, I feel a blessing above my head. I feel a blessing above my head. I got to give him praise right now. Glory to God. I feel something coming. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know when you got something coming through the mailbox? You be watching the mailbox. Glory. You be watching, looking. Glory. In expectation. Come on here, somebody. God said, will you pray me? Start looking for expectation. Start looking at expectation. Start looking for something to happen. Start looking for the blessing to fall down from heaven. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
We thank you this morning, God. We thank you. Tonight, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God. Amen. To my dear brother. Amen. I'm starting to question that another mother. Glory to God. We so tight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I thank God tonight for my brother. Amen. Elder Andre. Amen. Prevost. Amen. The Prince of Preachers. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. We like Al Jarreau. We in this thing together. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know if you know about Al Jarreau. Amen. But he's one of the best jazz singers there was. Amen. Amen. Tonight is an awesome night. I want to give honor, amen, to my queen and to my family tonight. Amen. I'm thanking God. Amen. For all things. Amen. To everyone that's under the sound of my voice, amen. Peace and blessings to you. Amen. Shalom to you tonight. Amen. We are excited about the Lord. Amen. I said we are excited.
Amen.
About the Lord.
Amen.
And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody. If you know that tonight, come on and give God a praise. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Come on. That's right.
Everybody glad in God's house. Come on here, somebody.
Man, hallelujah.
Ain't no sad testimonies. Come on here, somebody. The Lord is good, hallelujah, and his mercy endureth forever. How many of you, amen, agree with the word tonight? Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise if you agree with the word tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight, beloved, it's going to be a word that you might not do much shouting, but then again, you might do much shouting because whenever the real truth come out, it causes the people of God to rejoice. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I want to say some things prophetically before we go into the word tonight. How many know that the wrath of God is already on the land?
Amen.
In America.
Amen.
Let me share with you what the Lord shared with me about the president. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
I'm on it.
The Lord showed me that the president is not going to be here much longer.
Wow.
The Lord also showed me that that's the reason why he got a woman as vice president. When that woman become vice president, when that woman become president, look for the Lord to come soon. Because everything is leading up to the coming of the Lord. Oh, I feel this deep in my belly, y'all. Everything that's going on is leading up to the coming of the Lord. I'm going to tell you like this. Keep your eye on the sky. Stay light for the flight. Come on here, somebody. Don't hold on to nothing that's going to keep you from going up with to your heavenly flight with the Father. Come on here, somebody. In other words, child of God, I'm telling you, don't let the cares of this world weigh you down. Don't let people weigh you down. Don't let what people think weigh you down. Know this, that the Lord, he is God.
Hallelujah.
And his word endures forever. Come on, there's somebody, and give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something else, child of God. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
This is truth night tonight. This is called true night tonight.
Amen.
Truth night. Well, every night being truth night, but this night I feel like it's something special in the air because we're going to find out something tonight that we hadn't found out in church.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I said the Holy Ghost said we're going to find out something tonight that they ain't never told us in church. Come on here, somebody. So I want you to put your Holy Ghost seatbelt on and say, Lord, hold me. Put your Holy Ghost seatbelt on tonight and say, Lord, hold me. Come on here, somebody. Another thing that they ain't telling us tonight is that they did a recall on all the vaccines. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. They done did a recall on all the vaccines. They started the recall
December 2021. That's how long the recall has been, but they haven't told nobody, and they keep on giving the vaccine go. They're trying to kill everybody they can before they announce that the vaccines have been recalled. The reason why they recalled the vaccines, can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
The reason they recalled the vaccine is because 40,000 people have died already.
My God.
They supposed to do a recall when 50 died from a vaccine. They went past 50 to 40,000. Come on here, somebody. Tell me they not trying to kill the population.
My God.
But my thing is this, beloved. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
How can you trust the people that done lied to you about everything? Let me get back in there again. How can we trust the people that done lied to us about everything? Everything you think you know is the truth is really a lie. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
And what you think is a lie might be the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
But they done brainwashed us and programmed us to such a degree that we don't want to believe nothing but what they say. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, rather believe a lie than the truth.
So how can we believe somebody that is not in tune with God? Come on here, somebody. How can we believe somebody that don't have the Holy Ghost? How can we believe somebody that don't get in the presence of God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's
true. Psalms 1 said, blessed is they that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. And we think because he's in the White House. We ain't even looking at why the White House is called the White House. Why? Because it's for the white folks. We're not listening to words. Come on here, somebody. We still trying to think our help going to come from that house. No, but the Bible says that a divided house, what, cannot stand. And the house is divided. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Come on
now.
It's
the truth.
It's divided, and we trying to look to a house that ain't got no unity. Yeah, the Bible says that if a house divided against itself, it's not going to stand. How can Satan cast out Satan? It ain't going to happen. People talk about, well, I'm a Democrat. You're a Democrat. People talk about, I'm a Republican. You're a reptilian. Amen. The house is controlled and run by Satan himself. Come on here, somebody.
Right. God.
We think they're against each other. No. Amen. They have one common cause. Amen. And that is to do the work and the will of the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
My God.
That's right.
Wait, come on. Well, they got us in there. They got blacks in there. No, they are house slaves. They can't do nothing. Amen. They just there for decorations. They just there to make the house look good. Well, I ain't going to have no friends with this dude. They just there to make the house look decorated. Because if we wasn't in there, there would be no house. Come on here, somebody. And the sad thing about it is that our ancestors built a house that they called the White House. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, they did.
But yet, they don't want to honor us. They don't want to give us nothing. Come on here, somebody. But they can send money over to Ukraine for $140 million. And we over here starving, and our people over here begging. Glory to God, our people over there in a lost their mind. Glory to God, because they don't know where to look. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because they realize nobody cares about us. Come on here, somebody. Don't nobody care about us. Come on here, somebody. Because our skin ain't white. Because our eyes ain't blue. Because our hair ain't blonde. But you know what? Amen. God said that we are blessed. Amen. We are his chosen people, regardless of whether you tell us that or not. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to show you in the Bible what they've been lying to us about. And I ain't heard no preacher go here. I haven't heard no pastor teach on it. Glory to God. It's been hush, hush. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But how many know that tonight that you on the line that give you the naked truth? Come on here, somebody. The naked truth. Hallelujah. The truth ain't covered. It's naked. Come on here, somebody. Somebody praise God for the naked truth. We need a truth that ain't covered up. Give God the praise. I don't know who's cool. Come on, boss.
Thank you, Lord, for the naked truth.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to show you in Genesis two places where they lied to us immensely. And that's why we're in the condition that we're in now. Before we go into that, I just want to have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you praise tonight, Lord. Help our ears to hear what we need to hear. Help our eyes to see what they need to see. Help our heart, God, to understand what they need to understand. And you said, Father, who the Son set free is free indeed. You said that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And we give you praise tonight. We give you glory tonight. We bless your name tonight. And we decree and declare that there's none like you. Lord God, have your way tonight through the airwaves. Have your way tonight, God, as only you can. Lord, we rebuke and bind and push out the way all of the tricks and schemes of the enemy. Devil, tonight we bind your mouth. We bind your hands. We bind your feet tonight. We thank you that you have no power here. You are powerless because our God has all the power. And we thank you, Lord. And we give you glory. And we give you praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray tonight. Amen and amen. Somebody give him praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I guarantee, child of God, you will never be the same after tonight. I guarantee you after tonight, amen, you ain't going to never, 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 never be the same again. Let's look at the word of God tonight. Well, I believe we can hear our God speak to us tonight. How many of you are familiar with the story of Noah and his three sons?
Yes.
Now, let's look at Genesis chapter 9 tonight. Beginning with verse 1. Is everybody there? Okay. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. And the word of the Lord says, and God blessed Noah and his son. I want you to circle that. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful. Circle that word. Circle those words, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. Verse 2,
and the fear of you, circle that, and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea, and your hand are they delivered. So how many know that God wants us to control nature? But that fear don't come until the blessing of God come upon our life. Come on here, somebody. Now I want you to go. To verse 8. Verse 8 of chapter 9 of Genesis. And what the Lord says, and God spake unto Noah unto his son with him. Who spoke to him? God spoke. Didn't no man decree the blessing. God blessed Noah and his sons himself. Come on here, somebody. And he said, verse 9, and I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there anymore be a flood to destroy the earth. Now notice, God says, I'm not going to flood the earth anymore. See, the water came because there was no word in the land. Come on here, somebody. So God says, I'm not going to flood the earth anymore by water. But if you deviate from my word again, it won't be water that comes. It's going to be fire that comes. I don't know if y'all still with me tonight. So go to verse 17 in Genesis chapter 9. We going somewhere tonight. Stay with me. And God said unto Noah, this is a token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. Now, I'm going to break something down to you tonight that ain't no preacher ever told us. I ain't never heard it in all my going to church, and I've been going to church for a long time. I'm sure others of us have been going to church a long time too, but I ain't never heard it broken down like this, what the Lord gave me. Now, I want you to circle Noah. Now, can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
I want you to know that Noah was of African descent. Are y'all still in the house tonight? Noah was of African descent.
Wow. Amen.
Noah was an African man. Look it up. And guess what? His son was different shades of black. Now it says, I want you to go back to verse 18. Now let's look at Shem.
Sham is where they get the word Eber, which has to do with the Hebrew. The Hebrews were the mixed blacks. The whole Bible originates from Hebrew origin. I'm going to tell you why in just a little bit. The Hebrew had a lot to do with the captivity of our ancestors. The Hebrew cut a deal with the European.
Wow.
Because they knew the culture of our ancestors. And they revealed the secret cultures to them. That's how they know the secret cultures of our ancestors through the Hebrews. Now, Shem is the father of the Hebrews. That's where we get the word Semitic. But how can we be anti-Semitic when Semitic is not even the original culture of anything? Because what they got from us. Come on here, somebody. So the original sons of Noah were Shem and Ham. Now, notice how they got this thing backwards. How can Shem be before Ham when Ham is symbolic for Kemet? Kemet is where everything started. Okay, let me educate you on Kemet. Kemet is the original name of Egypt. K-E-M-E-T. Kemet means land of the jet black. Now, land of the jet black was before anything that ever was produced or that ever came out of the spiritual womb. Kemet was first. Come on here, somebody. Let me make this clear on tonight. Nothing or nobody came before us. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
We are the original people. That's why we're so hated on, because we are the original people. And so they found a way through the Bible to reverse the originality of who we are. Let me help you tonight. That's why we have the King James Version. See, any version is not the whole story of any book. So when you put it in a version, that means you can have different versions. So that's why there's so many different versions of the Bible, because we're not getting the whole story. We're getting a bits and pieces, or a part of how a person view a story. That's what a version is, a person's view of a story. This is my version. This is how I see it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But I mean, you know, it's time out for us to get bits and pieces. It's time for us to get the whole truth. Come on here, somebody. Somebody praise God and say, Lord, thank you for the whole truth.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
And so Ham represents Kemet. But what happened is that when the Hebrew helped out the European, he gave him the whole part when it came to writing the Bible. Because he didn't know what went on in Kimmy. He didn't know the secret of Kimmy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The White House is designed after Kimmy. I want you to look this up, child of God, for yourself. The White House is designed after Kimmy because they didn't have nobody else to follow but us. They used one of our ancestors, an awesome, smart man of God named Benjamin Banner, that knew the blueprint to Kemet to design the White House.
Wow.
Isn't that sad? They can use us, but they can't bless us in no kind of way. Isn't that sad?
Yes, God. Yes, it is.
Some of us do God like that. Lord, I just want you to bless me. But I ain't trying to live for you. I ain't trying to sell out for you. I just need you to give me a few things. You know, I just need you to be like a sugar daddy for me. I just need, whenever I call you, I just need you to be on standby, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to sweet talk you, give you some praise, give you a little bit of glory, then let you shower some things down on me and go on about my separate ways. But God is saying, I ain't looking for that no more. I'm looking for some sold out people. I'm looking for the people that just want me. They don't care about things. And then when they don't care about things, I'm going to give them everything they want because they not in this relationship with me for things. They in it because they love me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, we need to do God right. Come on here.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
We need to give God everything. Like my brother was saying, we need to give God everything. Lord, I'm laying everything on the altar. Lord, I'm not holding back nothing. Withholding nothing, Lord. I'm withholding nothing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory. And so now we see where Ham that should have been first is second. Come on here, somebody. So Shem is before Ham. And then it says, and Japheth. Hallelujah. Now, Japheth is the father of the Europeans. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Japheth is the father of the Caucasian. Come on here, somebody. Who are the Caucasians, Apostle? Well, they're called Caucasians. They are the white folks. They are the Europeans. But they're called Caucasians because they came from the Caucasus Mountains. Come on here, somebody. They are mountain people. And the name of their mountain is called Caucasus. And the Caucasians are the people that live in Caucasus. Come on here, somebody. How many know they didn't know how to read or write, but our ancestors taught them how to read and write? When our ancestors found them, amen, glory to God, they were living with their animals. Come on here, somebody. They didn't even know what unclean and clean was. Yeah. And they still don't. Woo!
Nah.
I know this deep tonight, y'all, but stay with me. We going somewhere. And Ham is the father of Canaan. Somebody circle that. And Ham is the father of Canaan. Now, since we have now established that Shem is the father of the Hebrews, of the Semitic, of the mixed people, and Ham is the father of all of the black people and African people, and now that we established that Japheth, or Japheth, is the father of the European or the Caucasian people, all of these people are different shades of black. They are different shades of black. But Ham is the darkest, and Ham should have been first, but they put in a lie about Ham. We're going to get to that. That excluded him out of his right for place of where he should be. And that's why the wrath of God is coming on the nation. Not just America. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. But the wrath of God is coming over on all the nations because everybody has mistreated us. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing tonight.
Come on now.
It ain't just on America. I just hear Lord say, prophesy, boy. Yes, I will, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The wrath of God is going to come on the whole nation for how they treated us.
That's right. Amen. That's confirmation there. Thank you, Lord.
I want y'all to hear me loud and clear tonight because the Holy Ghost of God is speaking through me. Now, he's getting ready to reveal something, and I want y'all to catch it.
Thank you, Lord. That I'm okay there.
Now, here's the thing. And Ham is the father of Canaan. I want you to know tonight that we are the father of all nations. Are y'all still with me tonight? We are the father of all nations. Every nation came out of us. We didn't come out of them. Woo, it's quiet tonight, glory to God. Every nation came out of us. God made us an original. But because we have disconnected from God, we can't find our originality. Come on here, somebody. Because we are in this Babylon and we have taken on the ways of the Babylonians, God is saying, that's why you haven't found who you are, because you disconnected from the God who made you who you are. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
You trying to be like everybody and everybody trying to be like you. Why? Because everybody want to be like who they came from. They got the blackness in them and they trying to cause the blackness to come out of them, but they don't want to say that. They just want to do everything we do. Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Wow. That's
now, when it says Ham is the father of Canaan, did you know that Cana is a part of the European nation? That Canaanites are European.
Wow.
So when you circle Cana, look up who the Canaanite and who Cana is and was and still is. They are the Europeans. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
And the Bible says in verse 20, and Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. Verse 21, and he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. Oh, God finna hit us deep tonight, y'all. Are y'all still listening? Are y'all still there?
Amen.
What did Revelation say about the people being drunk? That they're going to be drunk from the wine of the great whore. of Babylon. They're going to be drunk with her wine. Come on here, somebody. And notice, right after Noah got through doing the work of the Lord, he did what? He went and got drunk. And he laid out naked. Come on here, somebody. Now, whose fault was that, that he did what he did? That was his fault. But what was the nakedness? The nakedness was that he didn't want the identity of him to be known. Come on here, somebody. He didn't want nobody to know about his drunkenness. And isn't it amazing that nobody saw it but Ham? Ham represents Kemet. So Kemet saw the nakedness of Noah. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
And he drank of the wine, and he was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan. Now, who is Canaan?
Kemet.
I mean, no.
The father of the European.
Yeah. Canaan still represents the Europeans. So Ham, the father of the Europeans, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers without. So they wasn't in the tent. They didn't see the nakedness, but Ham did. Woo! Speak, Holy Ghost. God is about to raise up some African people that is going to see the nakedness of this country. That's going to expose her in her nakedness. She's not going to be able to hide it no more, because God is saying, I'm raising up true prophets out of the African race that's going to say what needs to be said, and I'm going to speak, says the Lord, and no one is going to be able to do anything about it. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Did you hear what the Holy Ghost said earlier? He said it's time for the naked truth. Not the covered up truth, the naked truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In verse 23, and it says, and Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backwards. Come on here, somebody. They went backwards as to cover up the nakedness of what needed to be exposed. Come on here, somebody. Because his drunkenness was what? A sin. This whole thing, y'all, has been backwards. Come on here, somebody. Because people have been trying to cover up what needs to be exposed. Come on here, somebody. But you got Shem and Japheth working together. You got the Hebrews and the Europeans working together. And they're working together, and they have been working together from, oh God, from ever since this thing started of them removing Kemet out of his proper place. And they got us thinking that Hebrew is the truth when it's just an extension of the European doing his mess. Come on here, somebody. Both of them got the sheep. Both of them walking backwards. God is not a backwards God. God is a forward God. Somebody say God is a forward God.
God is a forward God.
But they've been walking backwards to cover up the nakedness of this drunkenness that need to be exposed. Prince again, Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. So they didn't see anything. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So Shem and Japheth is still blind. They haven't seen the nakedness that Ham seen. Come on, Yabah. Dorobo kon darabaste. And so God is saying in this hour, is anybody going to see the nakedness and the shame? Or is everybody drunk off of the wine of Babylon? But God got some sober people. Tell them about the neighbor, I'm sober.
Neighbor, I'm sober.
Neighbor, I'm sober.
And I'm going to stay sober. Glory to God. And it says, in verse 24, it says, and Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. Now notice, Ham is not the younger son, but they put him as younger son in the Bible. He's actually the oldest son. He was before Shem and Japheth, but they put him as second. They always put us as second. They never give us what rightfully belong to us. Come on here, somebody. So I'm saying to you tonight, how can we trust the word of the European race that has lied to us about everything? This vaccine has been nothing but a lie. This COVID-19 has been nothing but a lie. Everything they've been telling us has been lies. They've been lying to us for what? Day one. But we constantly believe the lie. I believe Yahshua told his disciples, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees. They put a yeast. And they thought that he was talking about the food, but he was talking about the doctrine. He was talking about the teaching. And then it says in verse 25, it says, and he said, cursed be Canaan. Cursed be who?
Canaan.
Who is Canaan?
The European.
So this thing, so the first slaves, they were the first slaves. He said, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. You don't think that they know that they're supposed to be serving us? Why do you think they got us as slaves? Because they know that they're supposed to be serving us. Oh, it done got quiet tonight. Why do you think they don't want us to come into no kind of power? Because they know they're supposed to be serving us. Because the curse wasn't put on us, it was put on them. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost, free us tonight. We've been lied to, y'all.
Amen.
But how many of you tonight will praise God for the truth?
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the truth.
And then he said in verse 26, and he said, blessed be the Lord, God of Shem and Canaan shall be the servant. So notice who got the blessing. They know they couldn't get it. So what did they do? They put the Hebrew in there. But the Hebrews are not before chemists, because how can something mixed come before something pure? Come on here, somebody. Before there was anything, there was chemists, which is Ham. So Ham should have got the blessing, but it went to Shem, which is the Hebrews. So how can this be rectified, Apostle? Those who are of Kemetic descent should be put in their rightful place. And they spread this lie all throughout the Bible. And you know what a lot of these colleges teaches? That blacks were cursed. This is when the Lord cursed black people.
Mm-hmm.
So they make it seem like that black people are the Canaanites. That black people are Canaan, came from Canaan. No, we didn't come from Canaan. We came from Kemet. We came from Africa. This curse was put upon y'all. Come on here, somebody. These seminary schools be teaching that the reason why that we are black it's because Noah cursed us and we turned black. No, we were already black. Come on here, somebody. Noah was already black. Verse 26, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Cana shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Jesse. So that's how they got the blessing. God gonna enlarge the European. But tonight, I reverse this thing in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach because we have not been rightfully told the truth. And a naked lie, covered up lie, has been always taught to us and not the naked truth. So tonight, we need the naked truth.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Yes,
Lord. Amen. We had lost you. We got you back. Praise God.
Yes, sir. And God shall enlarge Jesse, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. Notice how they got Jephthah and Shem working together. Hebrews and the Europeans working together. Where are we in the equation? We not in the equation. We have been left out. Come on here, somebody. Through a lie. But it's time for the truth to be told. And the Lord ain't going to keep on blessing the Hebrews and the Europeans in a mess. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Come on.
So God got to justify and write this thing because they've been lying on God. Come on here, somebody.
Come
on. Lord, and how many know when you lie on God, God step in. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I hear you, Lord. Raman, da da ban, do 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 do, take it, yara ba sande. Yeah, toro do do do, siki, toro do do do, shando. Somebody write this down. God is gonna make the Europeans a servant to Shem, to the Hebrews. In return, God gonna make the Hebrews a servant to us, who are of Kemet, who are of Ham. Ham is going to take back his rightful place. But when he takes it back, Shem and Japheth is going to be servants to him. Come on here, somebody. God going to reverse the curse. Say, Lord, thank you for reversing the curse.
Lord, thank you for reversing the curse.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God some glory.
Hallelujah.
Now, Glory to God. I got one more thing I'm going to cover, then I'm going to wrap it up. Glory to God. Come with me to Genesis 25.
All right.
And we're going to wrap it up after this. But this is going to make you shout. Glory to God. Again, we see how this thing has been orchestrated. This time through Isaac and Rebekah.
Genesis
25
and
26. Genesis 25.
Okay. All right, amen.
Beginning with verse 21. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Genesis 25 and 21. Amen.
Amen. And the word of Yahshua reads, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. In other words, he went into prayer what was going on with his wife because she had two different nations inside of her womb because he was barren.
Amen.
At first she was barren, which means her womb was closed. God had closed her womb. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. So God opened her womb after Isaac prayed for her. Come on here, somebody. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? In other words, why is my pregnancy like this? Why do I got two nations fighting inside my womb? Come on here, somebody. And she went to inquire of the Lord. Verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. Two manner of people is saying two different kind of people in nature. Amen. They're not going to have the same nature. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. Look how they reverse this thing, y'all. See, the European always want to put himself first.
Amen.
Yep.
He has stolen our identity. He would never be first. He's never been first. He came from us. We didn't come from him. But look how it is in the Bible, because he had the Hebrews to write it like this. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.
That's right.
Because they don't want to serve them. Y'all catching what the Holy Ghost is saying. They did this because they don't want to serve them. They don't want to take their rightful place. Let me help anyone that is of European descent tonight. We know who you are. We know your place. Your place is a place of serving. And God made us the original people for you to serve.
Wow.
And things are not going to be right till you take your place.
Come on.
Stop trying to withhold from the inevitable. God is going to put you in your place.
Lord.
You might not want to do it, but it's in you to do it. It's in you to serve us. And God is saying, until you take your place, nothing is going to be right. That's why the whole house is so troubled, because you haven't taken your place. Hear the prophet of God tonight.
Amen.
Some of you feel guilty because you know that you are out of place. You were made to rule. You were made to serve. And you were made to serve. Verse 24. And when her days to be delivered was fulfilled, behold, there were two twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment. What is the original color of the European? It's not white. Can somebody answer me what is his original color?
Red.
Oh, don't say it like that, Elder. It's red. Come on here, somebody.
Come on. Come on.
Red is the color of negative energy.
Wow.
So he only turns red when he gets mad. But he's red all the time. We just don't see it.
Yeah. Wow.
But they got it here that the first he came out was red all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name what? Esau. Esau is the father of the Edomites, which is the father of the Europeans.
Mm.
But the womb represents the spirituality of who came out first.
Woo, Lord.
So they have an Esau come out before anybody. They try to make him first. But everybody know who came out first. They just ain't saying nothing. So I guess I'll be the first one to say something. Before there was anything or anybody that was up, somebody give God a praise. Verse 26, and after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. The name Jacob means heel grabber. It also means trickster. It also means deceiver. It also means liar. Come on here, somebody. And his name was called Jacob, and Israel was 80 years old when she bare them. And Esau was 80 years old when she bare them, 60. And the boys grew, verse 27, and Esau was a cunning hunter. What do the Europeans specialize in? Hunting. That's his thing. He loved to hunt. He can't be satisfied if he ain't hunting. Come on here, somebody. That's why he hunting up, because it is his nature to hunt. Come on here, somebody. A man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, a man of the plain, dwelling in tents. Come on here, somebody. So Jacob loved the tent, but Esau loved hunting, and he loved the field. So the birthright was switched between Esau and Jacob over a pottage of food. So who really birthright was stolen? It wasn't Esau's birthright. It was our birthright that was stolen. But in the Bible, it got Esau and Jacob. Somebody give God a praise.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let me close with this. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Let me close with this. God is getting ready to give us our birthright back.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! I don't think you heard what the Holy Ghost said. He said, I'm getting ready to give you your birthright back. Come on, here, somebody. I will give it back to those who have not sold their birthright, to those who did not compromise, to those who held on to their birthright. Many of us can't shout tonight because we didn't give our birthright to the devil. Come on here, somebody. Because we wanted the fame. We wanted the money. We wanted, amen, the power. Come on here, somebody. So we didn't see our birthright, our identity as being nothing. But God said, no, 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 no. Because you didn't sell it, I will give you your rightful place back in the earth. How about son, don't bullshit. How many of you received that tonight?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, somebody give him a praise tonight. We thank God on tonight. We give God praise. Amen. Come on in here, Elder, while the Spirit of God is moving. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Magnified. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Who are you? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Man, you're an original. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody else is just a copy. I'm an original. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are original. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We lift him up. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God that we are about to get everything back. Hallelujah. That we Hallelujah. I believe one scripture say I'm gonna give you back the years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody getting ready to get some time back.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Time. He say, what's better? Stuff or time? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time you thought you had lost. Time you thought you had wasted. Hallelujah. Time that you thought you couldn't get back. Hallelujah. Because I invented time. Hallelujah. Praise God. How much you need? Because I got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what you going to do with it on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you going to do something with it, I got it for you. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to give you back everything that you done lost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like the mother of God said, this is right to have it. Hallelujah. That means legally it is yours. Glory to God.
Come on, boy.
You got a right to have the blessings that God has for you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. to stand your ground. I'm not going to let the enemy take nothing else, and I'm taking back everything, hallelujah, that he done took. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Woo!
I'm taking back my dignity. I'm taking back my respect. Hallelujah. I'm taking back who I am. Hallelujah. I'm taking it back tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ought to thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. We ought to praise him on tonight. We ought to magnify him on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That God is turning the tables around. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you won't have room enough to receive it. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word that you put in his belly, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you replenish him to virtue that he has poured
yes,
out
Lord.
On tonight. And we lift him up before your throne of grace and mercy. We lift his wife
yes.
and children up to you also, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you bless him yes. abundantly, hallelujah, so much that it overflows generation to generation to generation, Lord. We thank you. We lift your name up high and holy on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, this message was important to some people tonight. Glory to God. Because some people think, amen, we have been crafted in. Crafted in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some people are in the middle of an identity crisis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You think we the ones that God let in. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You need to understand and comprehend you are already here. You are not a guest in this house.
Woo!
Woo! You're not a guest in this house. Glory to God.
Come on.
You still feel like you're a guest. Hallelujah. No matter how much I've told you, you are my child. Hallelujah, praise God. You still feel like a guest in your own house. Glory to God, hallelujah. Even though I've said you're an heir.
Hey!
You're an heir. Hallelujah, praise God. That means whatever I got, you got. Glory to God, hallelujah. Quit walking around your house. Hallelujah, amen, like you walking around on eggshells. Hallelujah, you are supposed to be here.
Hey!
Hallelujah. And don't let nobody tell you different. You are supposed to be here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are supposed to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't leave your home to come here. Hallelujah. You came back home when you came here. You don't hear what I say. Praise God. You just wandered off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But now that you're back, God wants you to know, hallelujah, this is where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah, praise God. This is where you're supposed to be. Glory to God, hallelujah. Don't let nobody lie to you about who you are.
Wow.
Hallelujah, praise God. You are a child of the Most High.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, praise God. We thank God for the knowledge on tonight.
Thank
praise
you,
God,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is how you get rid of generational curses. By generational lie.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. You got a generational lie. Hallelujah. Amen. That you ain't nobody. Praise God. For 300 years they done told us. You ain't nobody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But before you even get to the God thing, we were kings. We were rulers.
Yeah.
We were hallelujah. Praise God. We didn't start out as servants. Hallelujah. We started out as rulers. Praise
yes,
God. Hallelujah. Praise God. This needs to be known that your ancestors, you didn't come from slavery. Hallelujah. It starts with the way you think about yourself. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a descendant of a slave, or do you see yourself as a descendant of a king?
Come on.
Hallelujah. We got to change the perspective on this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been lied to too long about who we are. Hallelujah. But now that we know, amen, praise God, what we going to do? Glory to God. Are you going to walk like you a king? Are you going to walk like you a queen? Are you going to talk? Hallelujah. Amen. He told you to rule over everything.
Amen.
Something. He gave you the earth and said, take control over it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Take control over it. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is yours to take control over on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the reverse of the identity crisis. The reverse
yes.
of the hallelujah. Of the Willie Lynch spirit. Hallelujah. We thank God that it's being reversed on tonight. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God, everybody that tuned in, everybody that called in on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to remind you we will be on the rest of the week. Amen. Same time, same channel. Praise God. We're coming at you at 7 o'clock. Amen. West Coast time. Amen. 8 o'clock Midwest time. Hallelujah. 9 o'clock Central Standard and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard time. We got more. Hallelujah, than an hour of power, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and we will be coming at you again tomorrow night, amen, with the word straight up, and it's going to be uncut with no chaser, glory to God, hallelujah. We want to remind everybody out there, if you want to give a donation, amen, or you want to give a contribution to the ministry, praise God, the way you can do so is on, hallelujah, the information is right there on your screen, amen, you can call either hallelujah, Apostle Curry or myself, praise God, or you can email one of us, amen. Don't do that on the phone lines. You know, amen, how you can sow your seed, praise God, hallelujah, amen. So we just thank God on tonight, amen, for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord, hallelujah, on tonight, amen, and we thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word. I'm going to turn it back over to his hands, amen, so he can give his final announcements and the benediction on tonight.
Amen, my dear brother. Amen, my dear brother. Amen. I want to call this message the birthright. Amen, the birthright. Amen. It's time for us to walk in our proper birthright. Amen. Those who have not compromised, you have a reason to rejoice, because the wrath of God is going to hit America like never before, because she has been out of position and she has not repented to us for what she's done to us. So we're not going to have to do nothing. God's going to put her in her place. Come on here, somebody. But when he do, it ain't going to be nothing left to her. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because God says, I've given you opportunity to repent, and you haven't. I've given you a chance to come clean, and you haven't. I've given you a chance, amen, to do what I told you to do. But instead of doing what I told you to do, you have fully committed yourself to the devil. So therefore, now you will catch the wrath of me, because I no longer have grace for you, saith the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Wow. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
But now God is saying to us, he said, now that you know the truth, hold your head up. Walk in your birthright. Birthright means that the right was yours from birth. Nobody gave it to you. It came from birth. The Lord said, I'll birth you into this thing. Woo! Now, please stay with me, child of God. This going to make you shout. And I promise that I'm going to do the benediction with this. God said, why you think I tell you that you must be born again? I birthed you into this thing. You have a birth right in you from your mother's womb that I anointed you, just like I anointed Jeremiah, just like I anointed Ezekiel, just like I anointed Isaiah. I have anointed you, saith the Lord. You have a birthright anointing. Somebody give God praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. If nobody laid hands on you, I laid hands on you when you came out your mother's womb. You have the birthright anointing. God said, now is the time to walk in it. Now is the time to talk in it. Now is the time, said the Lord. I'm going to release my power to those who have not compromised their birthright. Somebody give God another praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey! I feel the Holy Ghost of God right now. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah!
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, neighbor. Hey, I want you to say, neighbor, I still got my birthright. I still got mine. Hallelujah. I didn't sell it. Glory to God. I didn't give it to nobody. I still got my birthright. Somebody praise God for your birthright. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the birthright.
Hey! Shout out. What? That's what's going to separate you from others. You see, because a lot of us have already sold our birthright. Amen. That's why we can't say nothing. That's why we can't do nothing. Amen. We thought we was going to be okay. And a lot of us, amen, we just a walking dead. We just a walking zombie. Hallelujah. But God is saying to those who held on, God says, you're getting ready to see my power. You're getting ready to see me bless you like never before, said the Lord. Somebody give God a shout, Abba Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody got any questions before I close it out? If you ain't got no questions, Father, we thank you and we give you praise tonight. We thank you, Lord, for causing us to come alive. We thank you, Lord, for the real truth. We thank you, Lord, for the naked truth. We thank you, Lord, no more cover-up. We thank you, no more lies, no more deception. Father, let you... your people tonight, give it in their spirit. Lord, let it go way, way, way down deep, Lord. For those of us who have not sold our birthright, we thank you, Lord, for every blessing, every promise, God, every inheritance, God. We thank you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us. We thank you, Lord. I declare and decree tonight, Father, let there be a change in the atmosphere, God. Let us begin to walk as the king and the queen that you have anointed us to be. No more second, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be first. You said that the last shall be first. You said that the first shall be last. We thank you for the switch, oh God. We thank you for doing the thing. We thank you for reversing the curse in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bind every acts of the devil. We bind every trick and scheme. We bind every retaliation. We bind every thing that the enemy would be thinking to try to hinder us. We thank you right now that it's already done. And we give your name the praise. Your name the glory. Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a praise on tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, it is my birthright. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel this thing down in my belly. Hallelujah to God on tonight. God bless you on tonight. Turn you back over to the hands of my dear brother. Come on, Elder.
Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Once again, we thank God for everybody on tonight. Amen. Get your birthright back. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We've had a blessed time in the night, on the line on tonight. Amen. We truly hope you were blessed on behalf of the Curry family, on behalf of First Lady and myself. We love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on more than an hour of power. Bless the name of the Lord.
Lord, give me you.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, Leandria Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's pick it up and cry out. Say. Yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time. Background. Say it again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say. It's my people who are called by my name. Would you sometimes get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, Leandria. Go ahead and talk. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we got to get on our knees and just say, God, rescue me from myself. The best is still yet to come for you. This is your exodus starting right now at this very moment. This is it. This is it. One more time, choir. One more time. This is. Take it up there. This is. If you know it. Here we go. This is.